afternoon, this is Ketchel Cook, and with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. When you hear this broadcast, I will be up in the air, somewhere between the surface of planet Earth and space. Plane travel is just one of the contentious issues being aired at the moment connected to the Square Kilometre Array, massive radio astronomy project which I work on, and which is being constructed near Caernarfon in the Karoo. Aeroplanes interfere with signals that all astronomical telescopes detect, but are particularly bad for radio telescopes as they cause what's called radio frequency interference, or RFI. Now, this is not the zippy noises and rattling of papers you hear on Fine Music Radio from time to time when the CD fails to play and the presenter must quickly faff about and find something else, and nor is it the sound of Rodney Trudgeon, our morning presenter, clearing his throat, and neither it is Nick Syro interrupting a sublime piece of music with a sudden catastrophic announcement. No, radio frequency interference is when the signal which is being detected, it gets blurred or drowned out by something noisier. And in the case of radio telescopes, they're looking for very faint signals, and aeroplanes are a drastic source of RFI and can really interfere with that. Mobile phones are another, which is why there can be no cell phone towers anywhere near the SKA site in the Karoo. And you can't even take a camera there, as these also generate RFI, as do other objects like lawnmowers, microwave ovens and some cars and tractor engines. So this is one of the reasons why telescopes need to be situated very far from human habitation, since our electronic devices and the modern world generate a lot of radio frequency interference. Having aeroplanes cross your field of view is not a good idea. South Africa, being very far-sighted, passed the Astronomy Geographic Advantage Act in 2008 to ensure that the areas around the telescopes in the Northern Cape remain protected, but it's hard to extend that to the airspace. But in fact, many rules about what you can do in the airwaves are generated and upheld by an international body over which national concerns have minimal impact, and this is the International Telecommunications Union. They determine which frequencies can be used for what purposes. Otherwise, there'd be mayhem, and nobody would be able to listen to their little radio broadcasts or watch broadcast TV. There are a whole range of different issues at the moment with the siting of large astronomical observatories, and this is highly topical at the moment as local landowners in the Karoo are making their voices heard in opposition to the project. This last few years have seen several different objections from peoples around the globe to having an observatory in their backyard. And this at first reading seems odd, as observatories generate no pollution, they aren't noisy, they give out no light pollution, no heavy vehicle traffic, fumes and hordes of people, and the usual things we don't want in our backyards. There may be some large buildings planted far away, but normally these can't be seen. Modern observatories need to be in a radio quiet place, and if they are optical, in a dark place, so having people living anywhere close is not possible. But nevertheless, some telescopes take up a lot of land, and that land may be claimed by those already owning and making a living off it, or in the case of Hawaii and Australia, those lands may be sensitive ancestral locations. So a couple of years ago on this broadcast, we heard from one astronomer whose new telescope was being objected to on the grounds that rare squirrels may be discomforted by the appearance of an observatory. But that is the oddest objection I've come across. At Jodrell Bank near Manchester, where I am at the moment, which is the head office of the Square Kilometre Array, last week they erected a special low fence around the perimeter as some rare newts were found in a nearby pond within the grounds, and a programme is now underway to relocate them. But aside from the crass notion that people are sensing cash opportunity when objecting to these large telescopes, and I don't believe this to be entirely the case, there is also the pitting of traditional versus modern. Telescopes can seem very alien things to build and represent the cutting edge of science and exploration, and some people are not at ease with this. Well, no doubt we'll hear more about the objections to the Square Kilometre Array, and I do hope solutions are found which benefit the local communities, who, after all, are being invaded by unfamiliar people and objects. And indeed, Cape Town and Stellenbosch are being invaded this next week, as there's a big engineering meeting taking place here to do with the SKA, so there will be even more engineers and astronomers around than usual. Well, that's it from me. For now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear and radio frequency interference-free skies, although that's not really possible if you live in Cape Town.